Fiona, I can quite sense the adrenaline is still coursing through you. That was fun to do.
I mean, I know that I've got to pull out a mark so that we can get a medal. You know, it takes three to get the medals. So I knew I had to produce something. So the pressure, it's not on from them, but it's on for myself. You know, I knew I had to do a good score, so I'm really pleased with that.
So what was the key today then for you to be able to do it? Obviously big arena here, so where did it all go right, as they say?
It's hard because it's her sixth international, so she isn't that experienced, and it's obviously she's talented enough, but how much do you ask in there, how much do you do a mistake-free test? I mean, the goal was not to make mistakes, do a mistake-free test and try and not have any lower marks. And then, like, at the end, I could ask for the extended trial because I just thought, you know, at the beginning, it's a little bit, do you go for the 9 or do you go and then end up with a 4 or do you go for a 7 and 8 and not? So at the end, I just let it go.
So when you look at your mark, what do you feel? Do you feel that was about right?
Oh, my God, we are over the moon. I mean, all of us in there. She was really worried this last couple of minutes going in. And when they're like that, you never, because I don't know her that well, so you know you haven't got that experience with them. So to go in there and do what she did, I mean, we are all in the yard, everyone's over the moon.
And don't want to make too much of the injury, but how, you know, it obviously, is that a difficulty? I mean, just explain what it's like, you know, to be riding with a patch on.
It is, because you struggle to see things in 3D. So, like Carl's always saying, where the neck should be, because you can't always see where the neck should be, because you do lose that 3D. And it is harder. You do get used to it, but it does make things harder.
So you're having to concentrate doubly hard. So there's real pressure on you because you know that you've got something hindering you that's not enabling you to perform as you would like.
Because I can't see out the left eye. You know, all that bending on the right. You know, it is harder to judge it. You know, I can't see how the inside eye or anything. It's much harder for me to see all that on that right rein. So.
And coming into this arena, Arken, it has a history, a sort of feel of its own. So what was it like from your perspective?
I mean, Arken is magical anyway. And to come in this arena with, how many is it, 50, 40,000 spectators that you can have? You know, it's a huge arena. I mean, you don't get bigger than Arken, really. So, absolutely.
And for you as a team player, do you feel you've done your job today?
Yeah, definitely. I think they all are. I think they're all very proud of what the Mayor's achieved today, so... Yeah, I mean, I couldn't. That's one of my personal bests. I couldn't with her at the moment. I can't ask any more than that at a show like Arken. So
you've won Team Silver before. It'd be all right to get another one here. All better.
I would love it. Absolutely love it. But actually, do you know what? If something goes wrong the other way, at least we've done our best. We are a great team. If something goes wrong, that's horses. You know, we all feel like that. Of course, we'd love to get a medal, but it's not fair to put that pressure on all the riders. And we all, like they said to me, don't think about it. Just go and do what you can do. And because otherwise, you end up mad.